Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 Series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Cattle futures were under pressure here today, with April down 87 at 154.40. May's were quite a bit weaker, down $1.62 at 149.42. August down $1.75. We're noticing that trend where the front month has been the strongest. It was down, but only down 87, where the May was down about 80 cents more. That April to May spread is about $5 difference. March, April went as high as $8 difference, and so being the front month, what will happen when April goes off the board? Will May assume that the leadership role there and be the strongest one? Currently, May is below August, and that a lot of the trades watching that. Live cattle, April down $1.72 at 131.80. That was a 12 off the low. June's down $1.50. Box beef at midday, quite a bit stronger, 288 higher on choice, 222.19. Select up 303 at 212.67. The index is 157.68. Still at a premium to the April futures. That could possibly keep it somewhat buoyant here. And we've got about 2 weeks till the April live feeder cattle futures expire. Asking prices are 138. Have not seen any bid surface at this point. With the April market being weak, looks like the bids could be lower.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets continue to rally and impress trade. Soybeans were the leader today, up 20 to 21 cents. Yesterday's USDA report revealed about a 9 million bushel decrease in ending stocks, and that put the stocks-to-use ratio at 12%, or 43.8 days supply after we use a full year supply, and that's pretty tight. In the 13-14 crop year, it got down to below 3%, and then it was 4.9%. So it is growing, but if there are any crop problems or crop failure in the U.S., that number could get tight again and make it to where we are below what they consider pipeline supply. Corn up 11 cents here today. Also really good day up May, 373 and three quarters. December's up 9 and a quarter at 383 and a quarter. Yesterday's number revealed 13.8% stocks to use. Also pretty tight, although an increase from the previous report. 13.8% is still considered tight. And then wheat futures rallied 8 to 9 cents. July, Kansas City up 8 and a quarter at 465 and three quarters. We're now 50.1% on wheat stocks to use here in the United States, which is an abundant supply. It doesn't look like there's any real threat of running out anytime soon. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.